Pete, the agriculture boy, took him over there 1 year, and he wasn't eligible, he wasn't far enough in grades. He took second, and then the next year, well, he went over and took first in the state, home wiring.
Boy, oh boy.
And now he's practicing that, and now he's going over to Oakmo again. And studying that course.
Going to be an electrician.
Yeah, going to be an electrician. And just growing up, he was the dumbest darn kid. Yeah, I tried to work him some, and he'd do everything backwards. He'd do things you'd tell him not to do. It's just pitiful.
Huh.
And the neighbors just couldn't use him. But he finally just, see, put up with it, and he finally grew out of it and made a nice kid in a good hand.
Mm-hmm.
I had him plowing for me one time and across the road here, and for no cause at all, he got out and took the cap off the radiator, and it scalded him.
Oh, my.
And so I asked him if the tractor was heating. No, wasn't heating. He just decided to take that cap off, and of course, when the tractor's running, they put a bit of pressure there.
Yeah.
You know, and sure did. And he had to lay off, you know, he couldn't work no more. No, kids are careless.
What a crazy thing. Reminds me of a crazy friend I had. Used to like to hunt. We liked guns very much. And he had a pistol that he bought from another friend, and he'd go in every night. He never kept any ammunition in it, and he'd practice squeezing the thing on his light bulb. Use that as his target. He loaded the thing one afternoon to shoot a squirrel, and he came back and he just put it down on a stand by his bed.
Forgets it.
And at night when he came in, he got the light bulb.
Yeah.
Well, we sure kidded him about that.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't get someone else's bulb.
Yeah. Oh, we always shot the cheapest thing we could get. Mm. These were just BB caps. Mm. They'd penetrate about that much pine, I guess. So they were fairly safe, but still, they'd
put an eye out.
Oh, well, he'd kill a person if you hit him, of course. Well, hit him right. But we were careful about pointing our guns.
Yeah.
If you've been corresponding with somebody, and let's say you wrote the last letter, and you wonder if the letters come in, what might you ask your wife? You say, has George
answered my letter?
Mm-hmm. You say, Well, let's say last week you did this. Has he answered my letter? Well, I'll let that one go. If you don't remember where he lives and you give the envelope to Jesse, what would you tell her to do?
Tell her the address.
What did the teachers do when you were a boy in school? What were they supposed to do?
They were supposed to teach us.
And let's say somebody asks if he can do something and you don't particularly care one way or the other. You say, well, sure, go ahead. If